This is the Great American Heroes Podcast, powered by the DAV Department of Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the very first podcast for the DAV Department of Massachusetts. I'm your host, Isaiah. The purpose of these episodes is to educate you about everything amazing that the DAV Department of Massachusetts does for our men and women who serve this country, our veterans of the Commonwealth. And I am really excited to have our very first guest on the DAV podcast, a dear friend of ours, great supporter, great local personality here. It's Lisa Hughes, anchor, reporter, superstar over at WBZ-TV in Boston. Lisa, thanks for being the first guest on the DAV podcast.
Isaiah, it is such an honor. Thank you so much. It is a thrill to be with you.
That's awesome. You know, your energy around the DAV for years now has been amazing. And you got involved not because of where you work or what you do, but tell me why Lisa Hughes got involved with the DAV. What is it that you love about those men and women?
Well, first off, I just love the opportunity to help our veterans. I just have felt for so long that we're talking about men and women who have made major sacrifices in their own lives in defense of this country, you and me and everyone here. And I just never feel that we do enough. And you know, maybe we couldn't do enough because we owe them such a debt. But anything we can do, I think, is really important. So I'm going to say going back to like 2008, I was at an event and a charming man introduced himself. And I got to know him, and it was World War II veteran Lou Pasquale. And in getting to know Lou really wanted me to understand the DAV, what the DAV does, and even more important at the time, the kind of help the DAV needed to be able to deliver its services, namely getting vets to their medical appointments. There just weren't the vans. There wasn't the transportation to get them there.
Right.
And, you know, Lou's saying, this is crazy. You know, these are people who at the very least deserve a lift to medical appointments and this support. And I could not comprehend that we didn't have this, that this wasn't available. So Lou began this effort to raise money for the vans. And I was like, bring me in. Like, I want to tell your story.
Sign me up.
I want to tell the story of this need, because I honestly believe that if people knew that this was a need, they would rise to meet it. And then in just getting to know all of the services that the DAV offers, it's just wonderful to be a part of it. I feel very lucky.
Talking to Lisa Hughes, she's over at WBZ-TV in Boston. She's a huge supporter of the DAV, dear friend of ours for years now. You talk about Louie. Louie is the man. You want to talk, charming is one of many words we could use to describe that man. Louie has just such a heart of gold. So many amazing stories. Every single time I'm around Louie, I sit and I listen. You can't help but to sit and listen. The man has such spectacular stories, and he is another spectacular spokesperson for the DAV. Don't you agree?
He is wisdom. He is all heart. He's all about doing good things for other people. And it's true. He has this energy that just catches you up in its wake, and you're like, okay, what do you need? You know, what can I do to help? Because I, number one, couldn't possibly say no, and nothing I do will measure the bravery and the commitment that you put into the world. So I want to ride your coattails and do whatever I can.
Right. I'll tell you what, Louie is definitely going to be one of the guests on our new DAV Department of Massachusetts podcast. And that, for those of you listening, that's what you're listening to. The very first episode of the Great American Heroes podcast, the DAV Department of Massachusetts podcast. We're going to be doing these so that we can help educate the folks in the Commonwealth and beyond the Commonwealth, so you understand what the DAV does for our veterans. And we're talking to Lisa Hughes. She's the anchor and reporter over at WBZ-TV in Boston, huge supporter of ours. Why should people get involved with the DAV? We can go over how. Everybody can look at the website any day of the week, davma.org, and find the different programs. But Lisa, based on your experience, you know, why should people be involved with the DAV right here in the Commonwealth?
Because there are people in our communities who need the help. And the support that we offer the DAV enables the DAV to help families with medical forms, with housing, with counseling, with activities But, you know, with the full range of support services that improve quality of life. And if you have strong families, people who are healthy and feel they can contribute, then you have strong communities. Mm. And again, I just think it's incumbent upon all of us to do what we can for our veterans. I think most people would be surprised that there isn't more support in so many ways. And I feel like the DAV is there in every way, in such a holistic way, for families, for kids, for the spouse, for the veteran, him or herself. And why should we do it? Because we can, and because it's our duty. Right. We're talking about people who answered the call, and now it's our turn. And I think it's the least we can do.
Yeah, I totally agree. Lisa Hughes from Channel 4 in Boston here on the very first podcast for the DAV Department of Massachusetts. So many great programs that the DAV provides and has for our veterans. So many great mechanisms for our fundraising throughout the year. One being a large corporate golf tournament, which is so much fun. Our largest event by far is our 5K. And Lisa, you know more about this, and I know more about this than most because we are neck deep in this. You come out, you know, you've been our host, and you've been more than a host. You're completely ingrained in this. Talk about the energy around the DAV 5K every single year.
There is nothing like it, Isaiah. It is incredible. I mean, if you're a runner, even if you're not a runner, if you're a walker, you've been to 5Ks, you've been to events. But this is such a powerful morning. And it starts with a short speaking program at Castle Island. It's a beautiful run. You know, the fireboat is, you know, just off the coast. And this year we couldn't finish in the fort because of some structural issues there. But typically, you know, you finish the race and then you run into the fort at Castle Island. And it is such a magnificent finish.
Right.
And Fred Tressler and his team from track, they have this enormous flag backdrop. So as you're running in, it's just the stars and stripes. It gives me chills just thinking about
right?
it. And I'm telling you, we've, as you know, Isaiah, we've had all kinds of weather for this on Veterans Day weekend. So, you know, it can be 11 degrees or it can be 60 and sunny.
I'd prefer the 60 and sunny.
Oh my God. Okay. Can we just order that up right now? Because, I'm going to
put the order in with Mother Nature right now. 60 and sunny, Isaiah and Lisa. That's our post-Christmas ask of you. Thank you.
That's right. He's got months to work on it.
Right.
So let's hope he can do
right,
it.
Exactly.
But it's such an energizing event. You have an opportunity to say thank you to our veterans who are there, who are so well represented at this event. And it's beautiful.
It is such a great day. Big shout out again to Fred and his whole team at Trax. They are a great partner of ours. Fred probably doesn't like the spotlight all the time, but I'll get him on one of these episodes because you don't even realize if you've been to one of these DAV 5Ks at Castle Island, when you walk up, you know, you probably don't think about it, but there is so much work that goes into preparing for that. All the tents, all the vendors, all the veterans, all the volunteers. Everything from the backdrop that Lisa just mentioned to the cannons that get shot off to the fireboats. I mean, that is a full the parking. I mean, have you ever tried to get a parking place in Southie on a normal day? What? And now you're bringing hundreds of other cars. It's a whole production. So big shout out to Fred and the folks over at Trax. We're talking to Lisa Hughes. She's over at Channel 4 in Boston, and she's a major supporter of ours. There's just so much we could talk about. I really want to make sure people understand that if you simply go to davma.org, everything lives right there, from the transportation programs that Lisa touched on, that when she first met Louie, it's a shame that there weren't enough vehicles. There are enough now, but we can always use more. You know, every time you think there's enough, you know, we can always have more, because as Lisa mentioned, it's stunning to me to think that there aren't these resources everywhere for the men and women that served this country. That to me, that breaks my heart, and that's why I'm involved as a civilian, you know?
Yeah, I think you summed it up perfectly. And I think it's enlightening to find out that the resources don't exist in the way that they should. And it's also heartwarming to see the DAV respond to that need. You know, I was just thinking, there are a lot of housing resources available through the DAV, but they just opened this beautiful home in Gardner. Mm. And you know, to walk around that home and the care that went into it. You know, every detail was thought out. You know, the accessible bathroom, the ramp, where the doors are placed, the amount of sunlight. It's just, it makes you so proud to be involved with the DAV of Massachusetts, because you see how much it matters to the people who are involved that our veterans do get what they need.
And if you want more information on any of the things that we've talked about here on the very first episode of the Great American Heroes podcast, the DAV Department of Massachusetts, you can go to davma.org. Let's talk a little bit about Lisa Hughes. You're a little bit busy over there. News every day. That must be a full-time job, I'm thinking, most likely, right?
Yep, that's a busy one. There's no shortage of news.
There's always news, and you're always great at reporting it. We love watching it, love following you. Talk about a few of the other things. You had texted me and said that you're working on a new project that involves communities. What are you up to?
Very excited about this. So our big thrust at WBZ is to highlight the people and groups in our communities who are making a difference. And more specifically, my case, I'm working on a series of people who are addressing needs or gaps in access and trying to solve problems creatively. They're change makers, they're mentors, they're leaders, certainly. And we're going to be profiling them on a regular basis.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about that. We've also launched a series called Question Everything, where we take questions that you might have, and you're welcome to send them in to us, and we get answers. You know, why are we worried about rolling blackouts in Massachusetts? You know, why is the cost of energy so high right now? What's going on with that new building? You know, at BU, what's the story behind that? All kinds of things. So the idea is just, it's also to instill a real sense of pride in the people who live here. You know, we love to live in Massachusetts. There is so much to be proud of, but let's face it, we're all inundated every day with really tough news.
Oh, yeah.
And what we want to do is highlight those people who are lifting up others around us and making this the great place to live that it is.
That's what makes you stand out, and that's what makes WBZ stand out. I mean, it's a tough world right now. There's a lot of information flying around. There's a lot of misinformation. It's a lot of noise, and it gets exhausting. I can just sit from where I, you know, speak from where I sit. It gets exhausting, and you have to pick and choose what you watch and what you listen to and what you read. And look, you're in the business of getting my attention, but when you do things like that, that makes me look up and go, huh, all right, you're involving me. Question Everything. Sure. Throw that question. That's not a hot topic. No, not at all. Of course, you're going to get people that can ask questions. And but then you get to take, you know, a topic that you're not quite sure where you're going to get a real answer, and then sit down with someone like you or interact with somebody like you, I should say. And then you're going to answer the questions and try to get to that. It's the investigative reporting of journalism that I love, dearly love. And I don't see enough of it. And to hear that you're doing more of it, that's why you are who you are. Right, Lisa?
Well, and you know, I'm lucky because I work with a lot of great people, and I work with Cheryl Fiandaca, who's our chief investigator, and she's just relentless. She and the whole I team, I give them a lot of credit.
Good.
They don't take their foot off the gas, and they're not going to stop until they get answers. So it's rewarding, and I think our goal is to make sure that when you're watching the news, that you feel like what you see is reflecting your community,
right.
that it's where you are, and that's certainly our goal.
Well, congratulations on all your success, Lisa, over at WBZ. Thank you so much for all your true heartfelt support with the DAV Massachusetts. We all love you over there. Louie loves you to death. He's always asking about you, you know.
Oh, my gosh. He is my hero. I mean, I know he's everybody's hero, as he should be. But, boy, he sets an amazing example of how to live, how to be, and how to treat people.
Well, you're a rock star, and I know you're a busy rock star, so I truly do appreciate you taking some time. Lisa Hughes from WBZ TV Channel 4, our first guest on the Great American Heroes podcast, the Department of Massachusetts. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you real soon. We've got a couple of tricks up our sleeve for this year, which we're going to be sharing with you soon, so I'll be in touch, okay, Lisa?
I cannot wait. This has been so great, Isaiah. Thank you so much.
You got it. And everybody listening, for more information on anything that the DAV Department of Massachusetts does, you can go on to our website, davma.org.
This has been the Great American Heroes Podcast, powered by the DAV Department of Massachusetts.